Welcome to this podcast brought to you by Medicom Medical Publishers. My name is Dr. Rachel Giles, and today I'm going to be talking about some of the most exciting abstracts that were presented at the Migraine Trust International Symposium, the MTIS, which was a virtual congress of neurology this year. It was held from the 3rd through the 9th of October, 2020. Anyway, enjoy listening. So there was some real-world data that was also presented from the PREDICT trial, which looked at long-term on a botulinum toxin A, which I'm going to call Botox from here on out. So they looked at whether the health-related quality of life in patients with chronic migraine was improved and whether it reduced headache days. So we know that chronic migraine really does affect health-related quality of life and daily functioning, resulting in both social and economic burden. And this PREDICT trial was really meant to be a two-year multi-center prospective observational study in Canadian adults who were naive to botulinum toxins for chronic migraine. And the aim was to assess the real-world long-term effects of Botox on quality of life in this patient population. So Botox treatment was recommended for injection every 12 weeks up to 7 treatment cycles. And a total of 184 participants with an average age of 45 years old, predominantly female, so 85% were female, and mostly Caucasian at 95%, received one or more treatments with Botox. So at baseline, patients reported nearly 21 headache days per month, which decreased over time, already at treatment 1 by 3.5 days, by treatment 4 by 6.5 days, and at treatment 7, it had reduced by 6.3 days. So at all of these time points, there was a highly significant p-value. And moderate to severe headache days were also decreased from 12.9 days per month at baseline, and they reduced by 3.4 days at treatment 1, 5.6 days at treatment 4, and 4.7 days at treatment 7. And again, all of these time points were highly significant. Significant increase in the migraine specific quality of life from baseline to treatment 4 and at the final visit were observed versus baseline, and these differences exceeded the threshold for minimal clinically important differences, again, with a very high p-value of significance. With respect to safety, 77% of the patients, so that's 42% roughly, reported 168 treatment emergent adverse events, and 38 of the treatment emergent adverse events in 22 patients were considered to be treatment related. So only 4 patients, 2.2%, reported 6 serious treatment emergent adverse events, and none of them were considered treatment related. So there were really no new safety signals identified, and there was no serious treatment emergent adverse event considered. The real-world data demonstrated that long-term Botox treatment for chronic migraine improved the health-related quality of life, and in addition, Botox treatment reduced headache days with high physician and patient satisfaction.